Hector! Hector!
Sergeant Edvard Weston grimaced as the crowd streamed closer and its chant rose in both volume and anger. It was easy enough to make out the words, despite the majestic, measured tolling of the cathedral's bells coming from so close at hand. Of course, one reason it might have been so easy for him to recognize that chant was that, unfortunately, he'd already heard quite a few other chants very much like it over the last few 5 days.
"And it's not anything I'm not going to be hearing a lot more of over the next few 5 days, neither," he thought grimly.
The sergeant, one of the scout snipers assigned to the 1st Battalion, 3rd Brigade, Imperial Carisian Marines, lay prone on the roof, gazing up along the narrow street below his perch. The crowd flowing down that street, through the shadows between the buildings, still seemed touched by just a bit of hesitancy. The anger was genuine enough, and he didn't doubt they'd started out in the full fire of their outrage, but now they could see the cathedral's dome and steeples rising before them. The notion of registering their unhappiness was no longer focused on some future event. It was almost here now, and that could have unpleasant consequences for some of them.
"Still in all, I'm not thinking this is one as'll just blow over with only a little wind. There's rain in this one, and some thunder too, like as not."
His intent eyes swept slowly, steadily across the men and boys shaking their fists and hurling imprecations in the direction of the rifle-armed men formed up in front of Manchir Cathedral in the traditional dark blue tunics and light blue trousers of the Carisian Marines. Those Marines formed a watchful line, a barrier between the shouters and another crowd, this one much quieter, moving quickly, as it flowed up the steps behind them. So far, none of the sporadic, spontaneous demonstrations had intruded upon the cathedral or its grounds. Weston was actually surprised it hadn't happened already, given the ready-made rallying point the heretical Church of Carus offered the people out to organize resistance to the Carisian occupation. Maybe there'd been even more religious discontent in Coruscant than the sergeant would have thought before the invasion. And maybe it was just that even the most belligerent rioter hesitated to trespass on the sanctity of Mother Church.
"And maybe this crowd's feeling a little more adventurous than the last few have," he thought grimly.
"Traitors!"
The shout managed to cut through the rhythmic chant of the assassinated Coruscantian prince's name.
"Murderers! Assassins!
Get out! Get the hell out! And take your murdering bastard of an emperor with you! Hector! Hector!"
The volume increased still further, difficult as that was to achieve, and the crowd began to flow forward once again with more assurance, as if its own bellowed imprecations were burning away any last-minute hesitation.
"I could wish General Garvey had his own men down here," Weston reflected. "If this goes as bad as I think it could."
A group of armsmen in the white and orange colors of the Archbishop's Guard marched steadily down the street towards the cathedral, and the volume of the shouts ratcheted still higher as those same protesters caught sight of the white cassock and the white cockaded priest's cap with its broad orange ribbon at the heart of the guardsman's formation.
"Heretic! Traitor!"
someone screamed.
"Langhorn knows his own, and so does Shan Wei!"
"Perfect," Weston thought disgustedly. "Couldn't have come in the back way, could he now? Don't be daft, Edvard, of course he couldn't. Not today of all days."
He shook his head.
"Oh, isn't this going to be fun?"
Down at street level, Lieutenant Brad Tallis, the youthful commanding officer of 2nd Platoon, Alpha Company, found himself thinking very much the same thoughts as the veteran sergeant perched above him. In fact, he was thinking them with even more emphasis, given his closer proximity to the steadily swelling mob, and his greater responsibility for dealing with it. A
I can't say I'm liking this all that much, sir,
Platoon Sergeant Jacques McGee muttered. The platoon sergeant was half again Tallis's age, and he'd first enlisted in the Royal Carisian Marines when he was all of 15 years old. He'd been a lot of places and seen a lot of things since then, or, as he was occasionally wont to put it, met a lot of interesting people and killed 'em, and he'd learned his trade thoroughly along the way. That normally made him a reassuring presence, but at the moment his face wore that focused, intent on the business in hand expression of an experienced non-com, looking at a situation which offered all sorts of possibilities, none of them good. He'd been careful to keep his voice low enough only Tallis could possibly have heard him, and the lieutenant shrugged.
I don't much care for it myself, he admitted in the same quiet voice, more than a little surprised by how steady he'd managed to keep it. If you have any suggestions about how to magically convince all these idiots to just disappear, I'm certainly open to them, Sergeant.
Despite the situation, McGee snorted. He rather liked his young lieutenant, and whatever else, the boy had steady nerves, which probably had something to do with why he'd been selected by Major Porter, Alpha Company's CO, for his current assignment. And McGee's, of course.
Now somehow, sir, I can't seem to come up with a way to do that just this very minute. Let me ponder on it, and I'll get back to you.
Good. In the meantime, though, keep your eye on that group over there, by the lamppost.
Tallis flicked one hand in an unobtrusive gesture, indicating the small knot of men he had in mind.
I've been watching them. Most of these idiots look like the sort of idlers and riffraff who could have just sort of turned up, but not those fellows.
McGee considered the cluster of Coruscantians Tallis had singled out, and decided the lieutenant had a point. Those men weren't in the crowd's front ranks, but they weren't at the rear either, and they seemed oddly cohesive, as if they were their own little group, not really part of the main crowd. Yet they were watching the men about them intensely, with a sort of focus that was different from anyone else's, and some of those other men were watching them right back, almost as if they were waiting for something, or anticipating it, maybe.